Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny is running late. What, was it a traffic thing?
Yeah. There was traffic stopped on, I guess that would be northbound 17.
Oh.
So I don't know what's going on. You know, work going on.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of work going on in Redwood Shores coming up, I guess, for a few weeks. So.
Is that so?
Yeah.
You're pretty close to the highway, aren't you?
A couple miles from the... It takes so long. There's so many stop signs.
Right.
Stop. And you have to stop.
Well,
you have to stop. The police are right there on the corner at all times.
I mean, sure. Stopping
is... There's a couple schools along the way, so you want to be careful for that. But they keep really good condition of the shores. It's incredible. Anytime there's something, there's a dip in the road, boom, they fix it immediately. It's crazy.
Boom!
It's beautiful there. So I'm like, all right, so I guess I'll take the other exit, see what happens. But one of the guys who works on the project had emailed me a map.
Oh.
And sent me the stuff and said, tell Johnny V to watch out for all the rocks on the road.
Oh, they can kick right up.
Exactly.
It's nice being Uzi.
Oh, is it? Is
People
it,
let you know stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
It's good. So,
well,
watch out, everyone.
I know. I've been to your house, I think, only maybe two or three times. Mm-hmm. But I think of that as being one of those, like, well-planned communities, like wide roads, super clear approaches. Mm-hmm. So you have two ways in and out. You can use two different things.
That's really good. Like a big U.
Horseshoe.
Exactly.
Oh, it's a horseshoe.
And don't forget, that's where Marine World Africa USA used to be.
Uh-huh.
Who was in that was talking about
it? Is that true?
What guest was there? Greg Proops.
How funny.
I used to go to that Marine World.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah, when
we
I was a kid.
Did.
Before all that stuff was there, it was just open water, and it was so beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful now, but...
Sure.
But it was so nice to go there, and the water skiing, and the whale or dolphin shows. Did you guys used to see that stuff?
All the time,
elephants,
yeah.
Like
lions and stuff, too?
They had water slides.
I don't know about lions, but maybe, yeah, tigers. Yeah, they had water slides.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, I feel like I missed out.
You
so now did. It's all condos.
You know,
no, it's all Oracle. Oracle bought the space.
Oracle, PlayStation, EA Sports.
Yeah.
Is all there. And
I didn't even know that stuff was all there. I thought it was just, you know, where you lived. Like all condos and stuff.
Yeah, big campuses there.
Funny.
And homes and condos, townhomes, so apartments.
They did. They were doing road work a couple weeks ago at my house, and I think they mixed the stuff, the tar that they put down wrong, or maybe it's just been so hot. Because man, it's so soft still. Like it gets on your feet. I'm like, really? This isn't hardening up. Like what's?
Huh.
And there's all these ruts in it now from people. You know, when you back out and turn,
like they don't give it enough time to.
To
cure
set or
whatever
right.
that is.
It's annoying.
It is annoying.
I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, my shit.
They should take a kid from Redwood Shores.
I just bought these hills. What's happening?
Sinking down. What's going on with the pregnant woman in your life? She must be.
She's about 7 months.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah, that's all.
Have you taken any pictures?
Are you taking like
belly?
A weekly picture?
I take tons of pictures, but you know, I don't post them or anything.
Why
just
not?
For our personal memories and stuff like that.
What about for us? Our personal.
Yeah, so I don't think you don't really send me your personal pictures either. So
I don't have
pregnant.
A baby.
That's true, but it's just, you know, I think I have at least one up there with me and her while she was pregnant. What do you want me to do? Post bumps of like her
yeah,
pictures?
Yeah, that's what
bumps
everyone does. Pull that like mic down
everyone.
So I can see your face, Bryn.
All right.
Vinny's mic, just push it down. There I see your pretty
face.
See,
I turned it off before I moved it.
That was very good thinking.
That was professional.
Oh, you turn his mic on? It's just automatic?
I automatically use these two fingers and always turn on those two mics.
Yep.
Boom.
I learned that from you, Sarah.
I learned it from you, okay?
I learned it from you. She hits two to turn on, and she hits all four to turn off.
Yeah, all four, just to make sure everybody's off.
It's a good one.
The very few times that Sarah's been out, you know, I had to learn those little things.
Oh, so you make sure that they're all... It is the wrong way.
Well, I learned the wrong way.
Oh.
Meaning, the mics are still hot, dummy! I'm like, oh, snap! And then so I saw her do it. I'm like, oh, that's how she does it every time.
I didn't even realize I did that, but I guess I do. I turn on me and... Yeah, well, you don't want anything...
So back to the bump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's the pictures?
That was an awesome distraction, wasn't it?
He's terrible.
I don't know why he does that.
Or wonderful.
I came back around.
She's doing very well, and I don't post pictures of the bump. I mean, what do you want me to do, really?
It's not even that I want you to. I just want to hear more about it. I mean, she's pregnant, and it's exciting, and you must be feeling that baby all the time.
You know what's funny is she's still just Anita, and then I touch her belly, then I go, oh, wow, you come such a long way. But to me, she's just still the same person, and because I see her every day, you don't think about that.
Right.
You know? I mean, there are times where I'm like, oh my God, there's a person forming inside of her. But for the most part, it's just like day-to-day stuff.
I got an email that for the secret show, I think, of this lady who's, you know, she's pregnant. It happened kind of fast for them. And she doesn't feel like bond. She's like worried because she doesn't feel bonded to the baby.
Mm.
She's like, when am I going to feel that? When am I going to...
That's interesting.
I know.
She's like... She rubs her belly so much that lint starts to develop on all her shirts.
Oh, like she's pilling it up?
She's always just like hand on belly, and it's super cute because she's fully embracing it. You know, I don't know how...
Embrace it.
It's amazing.
That's amazing.
But like she rubs her belly to the point where when I rub her belly, I'm like, why is your shirt like so linty in just that area where her belly button is?
That's really sweet.
It's funny. I'm thinking like, do all pregnant people do that? Do they hold their belly instinctively just because? I don't...
Well, yeah, you're super aware of it. Oh, Vinny's here.
All day.
You're super aware of it, you know? But that's cute. So she feels bonded to it.
And, oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's embracing it. She's
so it has a name and haven't told
it
us.
Doesn't have a name yet. She doesn't have a name
What
yet.
About a nickname for it?
We're working on that.
So is this... They're on you?
Yeah, they're on me right now.
Sorry about that,
how's your
buddy.
Day, Vin? How's the commute in?
We're not talking about Vinny. We're talking about you.
Traffic's tough out there, huh?
Well, no. I mean, it was actually... Everything was fine other than 17 was locked up for 30 minutes.
Mm.
And we all sat... 500 of us sat there disbelieving our eyes as the brake lights were not moving. And we're like... And it winds around a turn and you just... This can't go for another minute. I mean, they have to know they've locked us all up for miles. Lord, and another minute passes, and another, and you're just like, wow, they do what they do. And there isn't even, you know, you go by, you want to go, hey!
You mother!
You bastards!
Mother!
And there's just that, what do they care?
No.
They're just finishing up their evening of work, and they're going to, you know, whatever.
Go home and sleep.
Right. Have a beer. I mean, that's the end of their work day. Maybe they're going to have a beer. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, it's pretty inconvenient.
But anyway.
Locked up on the highway.
We have set out every... I don't even recognize most of these sound makers.
Well, I've decided to bring the most unique things that I had at my house so that when... Because today Cindy Blackman Santana is coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Just to hang out. It seems like. I mean, she's got some stuff going on, but it's, you know, it doesn't have a big agenda. And I mean, Jesus, the last 24 hours, I've watched more drum solo videos
than
I have in my whole life. Like, my question for her is, could you go 12 hours straight without stopping drumming? Like, she's a machine.
Like, yeah, she's really good.
Right. So could she, like, does she have a personal record? Like, has she ever just got up at 6 in the morning and been like, I'm just going to drum until midnight and just see if I can keep it going. And
so you watched drum videos of her?
I started watching, you know, just sort of poking around, seeing what's up with her. There are so many like drum solo videos and just, yeah, I mean, there's videos of her because she's been with, obviously she's done a ton of stuff with Santana, but a ton of stuff with Lenny Kravitz, a ton of stuff on her own.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many drum solo videos. I would have them on in the background, just watch her. I like the overhead shots. She's, I mean, you know, she's one of the world's best drummers. So it's, It's really fun to watch. And I was all, I was like, oh man, I wish I had a drum kit right now. Like, I would try to do some stuff. And so I gathered up a bunch of stuff and put it all in a bag and brought it in and spread it out. And we'll see if she may not want to touch any of it.
Yeah, she might be like, well, you guys, what?
Yeah, I'm here to talk, people.
It's what she does.
So did you read her wiki page?
I read a bunch of stuff.
So
what was your takeaway?
I just think it's one of those interesting stories where she says, Lenny Kravitz called her and he says to her, can you play something for me? And she's in New York and he's in L.A. and he says, put the phone down and play something. So she puts the phone down, plays, and then picks the phone back up and is all, can you hear that? And he says, how soon can you be in LA?
Wow.
And she goes, tomorrow morning. And he says, see ya. And that's
her audition.
That's the moment right there. I mean, I'm sure she was going to make it every which way. Who knows what would have been
the
story.
What was she doing in New York at that time? Was it jazz band?
Jazz band playing. That's why I think she knows Tommy.
Well, I texted Tommy. I go, he hasn't texted me back, but I said, hey, you know, do you know her? And do you have any insider info that, you know, I thought that might be kind of fun to hear. So
and
I'll
he
see
didn't,
if he, didn't, he, I texted him this morning like an idiot. All day long. I was watching the thing.
Yeah.
I said, she's on at 8. Text me if you know. And he gets up, he listens to the show every day. So
here's the other thing that I won't say when she gets in here.
What is
I don't
it?
Want no trouble. Uh-oh. And I don't want anyone
what?
To get.
Well, oh, man.
No, I mean,
what could it be?
Look, I'm a huge Santana fan. I love that guy.
I know.
I have his albums. We went and saw him live. And in fact, that's when I last saw her play was just, what was that, AT&T?
Yeah. SF Fest?
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever that show was.
With Journey and Steve Miller.
Doobie Brothers.
I actually left after Santana. No one was going to do any. You couldn't beat that show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We were like, poof.
Leaving a high note.
Yeah,
drop the mic.
That was as good as it gets. But I still find her and Carlos an unlikely pairing. And I don't know how they met or why. What, you know, I just know her as the drummer of Lenny Kravitz's band. And they were just such a cool, weird, motley crew of big hair. Like Lenny had this big, these big dreads,
yep.
And the guitar player has a big fro, and then the drummer Cindy has this big fro, and they're just this. Seeing them play live and all the different styles that they play. There's Lenny's like he's reggae and he's rock and he's
right.
slow and he's jams and.
When we saw them in at the Electric. Was it the Electric Company in Philly?
Electric Factory,
Electric
I think.
Factory, that's right. She must have been in the band at that point, right? Would that have been 96?
I don't think she was. And I don't know. And then that's another thing we can ask her when she gets in here. I know I've seen Lenny Kravitz. I saw him when he did the Mama Said tour. I think her first tour with him was Are You Gonna Go My Way?
Which
would have been like 1999 or 2000. So I don't know when I know I've seen her play with him. I know that
right.
At the time, I don't think she was with Carlos Santana. But anyway, I wonder how it'll be interesting to hear some of the stories. Yeah, I mean, how do those two wind up together?
I don't know. We'll ask.
Well, she might be like, screw you. I'm not telling you that.
No,
well,
no,
she's
I don't
coming
think so.
Into chat. I mean,
yeah.
She has to know we're going to ask her stuff like that.
Right.
And
so then,
you and Carlos, how did that happen?
Not only did I see her play with him at AT&T, but she played with him when they opened up a Warriors game. I don't know how many years ago.
With the Star Spangled Banner.
She was drumming and he was playing guitar. And it wasn't the last time, because the last time he did it with a bass player. But the time before that when he did it, which would have been, I don't know which title year.
Right.
There they were. Husband and wife.
Mm-hmm. That has to be fun. I wonder how much jamming they do with there. I mean, is it constant or is that their job and they don't do it when
well,
they're
Well, I think
just
that's
home.
The question you need to ask.
Yeah.
You as a couple, you and John are...
Well, we don't do it for work, so it's only a fun thing. But I have heard musicians go, the last thing I want to do when I'm done playing is play more.
Yeah.
Like Tommy, I go, I got to drag him in. And as soon as you sit him down at some drums, then he just can't stop. But he's always just like, oh, geez, I do that all day. I'm like, oh, but I didn't. But I didn't get to
see. That's weird because I've heard both. I've also heard guitar players who are watching TV with a guitar in their hand,
right? And they never put it
down.
They don't
ever. They answer the door with the guitar around their neck, right. And they do interviews with a guitar around. Like they don't. And I even there's a guy named John Five. He was the guitar player for Marilyn Manson, and now he's with White Zombie, and he does solo stuff. He says in his Instagram, the awkward photo of me without a guitar. Mm. You know, like he can't even be without it. There's pictures of him.
They only feel comfortable behind the guitar.
On vacation, this is one of the funny ones. He's on vacation with his wife, but he's looking at his guitar.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Caught me, you know, and I'm just like, oh my God, this guy only knows that.
Right. Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, I always like to think about like musicians that I like and that, you know, that in their lives, especially when you hear, you know, the guitar player marries the drummer. Like, of course, all they do when they get home is like go in their home studio and jam all night, right? I mean, that's have some friends over, make up some new tunes. So we'll find out. But I just grabbed a bunch of junk to put in front of her. She may touch none of it, and she may go for all of it.
You think she'll know what everything is?
You know, probably.
Absolutely.
I would think so.
A rock band drummer might not.
Right, but she's a percussionist.
Yeah,
like
she's in Carlos's
jazz
band. They do all the stuff.
Right. That is true, because not only is she the drummer with the drum kit, they have like a full multi-person percussion section on top. I'm sure she'll know the... I couldn't tell you the names of half those things. Oh. I see a tambourine and a shaker.
What's that sort of round? It looks like a pot.
It's a, I don't know what it's called, but here's what it
sounds like. Steel drum?
It's not. Steel drum is concave, and this is convex and has like a...
Did you bring sticks?
I didn't. You don't hit that with sticks, apparently. I don't know.
What do you have it for?
I don't know if it's a hand thing or it needs like a soft mallet or something, but it's just a... I don't know. It's like a metal thing. I think Alan Rosen gave me that from Bananas.
I was just thinking of him right now. Alan, I know you're listening. Bring some sticks.
Yeah, bring some soft mallets if you're listening.
Soft mallets.
Yeah.
Got any soft mallets in your car?
For that drum, for the UFO drum thing. If you're watching the show, you might be able to see some of this stuff. It's all spread out on the desk. You can go to radioalice.com/watch. All right. KLSC, KLSC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. Happy Tuesday. Let's get her done.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.